No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Poppin' Circumstance. It's our first official show of the semester. We've already had one this semester, the first week of classes. I'm Charlie Driver. I'm going to be joined by Danny in a few. We're going to focus on some classical music today because I got up and it was a rough experience. So we're going to be focusing on some lighter stuff. Mostly from none of the contemporary classical that I've played before. Right now we're going to go into some French music, romantic, if I'm correct. I think I am. This is by Camille Saint-Saëns, his Morceau de Concert for French Horn and Orchestra. And that pronunciation is thanks to me going abroad to Paris. But here's some Camille Saint-Saëns to start your day. Enjoy! Thank you.
We'll be right back. Makeover. How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
All right, that was Camille Saint-Saëns with his Morceau de Concert for French horn and orchestra, movements 1 through 3. That's all the movements: Allegro Moderato, Adagio, and Allegro something else. Excuse me. We're gonna just keep going in the Romantic period and play a string quartet now. This one's gonna be by Anton Bruckner. String quartet in C minor has 4 movements. I believe going to be able to get through all of them. So, Danny, do you want to say anything before we plow on into Bruckner's string quartet?
I'm quite excited.
Hold on, let me turn on your mic. Are you on 4? Yeah.
I am on 4, yes. I'm quite excited to hear. That's what I woke up for this morning, and that's what we're going to hear.
All right, hyping it up.
Great dialogue.
Anton Bruckner, string quartet in C minor.
Do call in with any requests that we can play in about 40 minutes.
Yep.
See you then.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anton Bruckner, the Austrian Romantic composer, with his string quartet in C minor, WAB 111. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was Allegro Moderato, Andante, Scherzo, Presto, and Rondo Schnell. You like that, Danny?
Schnell! Yes, it really takes me back. Yeah, that was Anton Bruckner.
Bruckner.
I can't say it.
Speaking squarely in the Romantics and moving our way across Europe.
Yes.
From west to east, started in France, went to Austria.
That is indeed east of
We're
France.
We're going to continue.
Where are we
to
going
the east.
How are we going to St. Petersburg?
Let me figure out exactly where he's from.
Do you know any good Finnish composers?
Yes, actually, Sibelius. I was considering playing Sibelius today, but then I decided not to because I think last time or the time before that I did classical, I did
Sibelius.
Yeah, I did Sibelius.
Well, we don't want to do that again.
We are continuing.
We are
to the east, to the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, what town?
Prague? No, we're actually focusing on a river now. We're going to play a famous piece by the composer Bedřich Smetana, who is a romantic composer from the 19th century. And this one is about the river, the Moldau. Fittingly, it is called Die Moldau. Enjoy. Bedrich Smetana. Mavlast is the suite. That's movement two. Mavlast means my fatherland in Czech. That was the Moldau, named after the river. Composed about the river. We're just going to keep running along, Danny, because I have one more song I want to play, and we only have 8 minutes, and it's 8 minutes long.
Oh, all right.
It's Finnish. This is the National Hymn of Finland, another romantic composition. It's one by Gene Sibelius. Performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. This is Finlandia.
See you next week.